To Victoria now, where a spike in gun violence is stoking fears about the spread of illegal weapons. Analysis from the State Sentencing Advisory Council shows that there's been a 30% increase in sentences relating to firearms offences over the last 5 years. The council says this could indicate that more illegal weapons are circulating in the community. But a leading criminologist says there could be another cause entirely, as Connie Aegis reports.
Police have charged a man with murder after another shooting death overnight. The fatal shooting at Springvale is Melbourne's fifth in 10 days.
Well, police are questioning a man after a mother of four was shot dead in her Geelong home.
They're an alarming yet all too frequent story. Fatal shootings on the streets of Melbourne. And a report published today by the Sentencing Advisory Council has found the number of people sentenced to prison terms for firearms offences in the state over 5 years has increased by 34% to more than 3,000 cases. Professor Ari Freiberg is the council's chair.
We've seen in Victoria recently that there's been a spate of firearms shootings. We had five people shot dead less than a fortnight ago. And there's been a surge of non-fatal shootings over the same period. So we believe that the possession and use of firearms unlawfully is a significant and growing problem in Victoria.
He says the majority of firearms offences were committed by men, and those convicted were often charged with other crimes or they had a prior record of offences.
Most of these, if not all, are usually charged in relation to some other offence, such as a drug offence or an offence of armed robbery. But many of those had substance abuse issues with alcohol or other drugs. And half of the people with drug problems were users of methamphetamine.
The Sentencing Advisory Council says the increase in firearms offences sentenced was recorded across all courts in Victoria, including the Children's Court. And more than 80% of all serious firearms offences under Victorian law resulted in prison sentences. Professor Ari Freiberg says the findings suggest there are more firearms in circulation.
In 2016, the Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission estimated there were some 260,000 firearms in the domestic illicit market. Clearly, in terms of either the availability of firearms, either through illegal sources or possibly the importation of firearms from abroad that hasn't been detected, means that there's probably an increase in the circulation of these firearms.
Adjunct Associate Professor Philip Alpers from the University of Sydney is the founding director of gunpolicy.org and one of Australia's leading firearms researchers. He says the guns being used in the country have always been here.
They're largely coming out of what we call the grey market and, of course, the black market and being purchased by criminals because they are suddenly much more desirable and people are prepared to carry them more often. And so it's not necessarily true that the number of guns has increased. It's just that people may be using them more.
Philip Alpers says the increase can probably be attributed to better policing.
In Victoria in particular, they've set up targeted crime squads with task forces which are focusing on gun crime. And obviously the arrest rates are going to go up, and that is largely responsible for this increase.
A Victorian government spokesperson said in a statement that it's working with Victoria Police to target those who seek to use or acquire firearms.
Connie Aegis.